You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Vixen and Vixen, 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 Vixen.
Last time at the Vixen, the announcers had an on-air spat. Mark and Bob were late to the show. Jake was handsome and debonair as usual.
How you doing?
There was trivia and prizes.
Ooh.
We met news anchor Jackie Kostick and heard the music of the Mayberries. What could possibly be better in part two? Eaw, eaw, eaw. Let's listen to find out.
The following podcast contains graphic descriptions of international celebrating and global merrymaking. It may not be suitable for angry or unhappy audience members. Listener discretion is advised. You've been warned.
Have you ever seen any of those foreign films? I don't like them.
Good news! Good Divina!
Some are born great, others achieve greatness, and some watch Christmas movies.
Bon Natale! Don is camping!
We are the Wild and Crazy Guys!
Well, they're both festive, aren't they?
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the festive foreign film fans, we'd like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas.
Here we are, once again.
Oh yeah, let's get some volume, okay. Yeah, there it is. Let's keep going. Yes, all right. One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Hit that one.
All right, we're picking our next contestant.
It's trivia.
Oh, let's see. This is Sheila Cook. Sheila Cook.
Sheila, raise your hand. Sheila.
She's right Sheila. Over here. I saw her.
Sheila.
Right there. And Sheila says, who should play Mark and Bob in a festive foreign film fans feature film? Mark gets Keanu Reeves. And I get Alex Winter.
Excellent!
Yay! All right, Sheila.
So, Sheila, you enjoying the show?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
Artificial or real tree?
Artificial.
Perfect. Fast cleanup.
Certainly.
Hey, do you know how much Santa Claus pays for parking?
Nothing.
That's right, it's on the house.
All right, Sheila. This year, we visited Greenland as part of the outreach effort to acquire that country. While there, we learned of an elite Navy unit that is comparable to our Navy SEALs. It patrols and protects northern Greenland, and it has a feature that makes it one of a kind in the world. What makes it unique? And if it helps, the name of the unit is Sirius. A, they use snowmobiles to patrol. B, they use dog sleds to patrol. C, they use drones to patrol. Or D, they use ice-breaking boats to patrol.
They use dog sleds.
They use dog sleds! We got a winner!
We're going to give you a book, Old Christmas Tree. It's a novel. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
It's a sign novel. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's a sign novel by Bob and I. No, by the author.
And since you got the answer right, you get to sing with the Mayberries in the next set. Another prize giveaway. And this one goes out to AJ Hoger.
Wow, I happen to be standing here. Wow. AJ, how's it going?
It's going all right. I'm having a great time.
Do you ever listen to our podcast?
Yes, I've heard two episodes.
And of those two, which one do you like best? And I appreciate your honesty.
The first one, because it was the absolute first one of the podcast.
Oh, the French one.
Yeah,
it was really good. Remember what it was called?
I don't.
Aladdin Great Adventures. But that's okay. I forgive you, AJ. Hey, AJ, do you know how sheep say Merry Christmas to each other?
No.
Feliz Navidad.
I forgot to read AJ's answer. He said, if Mark were a reindeer, which would he be? Comet.
Ooh, that he's fast, right?
And if Bob was a Rankin Bass character, he would be Yukon Cornelius.
Awesome.
Nothing. So, Mark, remember when we visited Iraq to see if they celebrated Christmas there? It's a country that we had heard a lot about over the last 25 years. But we also discovered that during an archaeological dig in Iraq, they discovered a 5,000-year-old tablet in the Sumerian city of Uma. What did this tablet contain? Was it a cave drawing of a dinosaur? The bunker where Saddam Hussein was hiding? A beer receipt? Or the detailed maps of trade routes?
I'm going to go with D, Bob.
Detailed map of trade routes?
Yes.
AJ, you know who you're talking to. It was a beer receipt. Mark never picked up his tab.
Wait, I think that was an old man joke. Well, AJ, thank you for participating. You are going to get an autographed book. Have yourself a movie little Christmas. So enjoy it. And, you know, our podcast is found any place where podcasts, you can just download it, you know. Maybe on the next car trip, if you can listen to us a little more.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, AJ.
Thank you.
Now, I hope you guys understand that when it comes to the podcast, it's really all about the listeners. When it comes to the live show, we have another element, and that's the special guests. And we really try to go out and find, you know, regular, common folk, like you and I, people who are featured in major media, people who have millions of followers, people who have so many corporate sponsors. Mark cares about the food prep. What I want to know from our next guest is all about the corporate sponsorships, because this guy is sponsored by Weber Grill. He's sponsored by Morton Salt. He's even sponsored by my favorite Christmas boxer short supplier, Duluth Trading Company. And he used to work at Disney. So here's the deal. You know what our podcast is about. This guy ought to at least be able to get us sponsored by Epcot, or at least put on our show at Epcot.
Or maybe that creepy ride, It's a Small World.
Mark, that's our slogan too. Hypnotically creepy. You can find it on all our merchandise out in the lobby. I'm going to invite to the stage
someone who first came on the scene in 2020 and gained huge popularity. He is what is known as a social media phenomena. If you watch his videos, I think what caused him to become so popular is his laid back and casual style and his creative recipes. And he also includes his busha in some of his videos.
It is now not hot. At half, and 1 teaspoon of sugar. I had a busha, she lived with me my entire life.
You'll live with me.
I know, I'm your son. Now we got 4 large empties. Four.
Introducing Daryl Postelman.
Cooking with Daryl, so many like you. Why can't they like us too? We won't be cooking, but we're good looking. Here's what we think you should do. Your show is leading to more nice eating. How about you feed us too?
Let's give it up for the host of TikTok's Cooking with Daryl. It's Daryl Postelnik.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Just so you know, I just want to tell you, just being on the stage with you has increased my cool quotient with my daughter like 1,000%. So, Daryl, tell us about this journey. I mean, 2020, your daughter puts a video of you out cooking, and suddenly you're favorite of millions of people.
It all started, right, 2020. So everyone's at home doing nothing, right, consuming content. And my youngest was in 8th grade. And my twins were freshmen at college. So we just dropped them off at ASU, came home, and she said, "Dad, let's make a TikTok. You love to cook. Let's do a TikTok." And I said,
What's a TikTok?
Well, I wasn't on Snapper Chatter, Facebook, none of them. I'm on zero. So I, of course, said no, because I just wasn't a social media guy. And she begged. And finally, she said, "I just thought it'd be something we can do together."
Wow.
That was it. And so I said, "Get down here." And she came down and I said, "You have to, I don't know anything about TikTok or Instagram or any of that." So she created the channel. She filmed, edited, produced, did everything for me.
Eighth grade?
Oh, yeah, these kids, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, yeah. And so the first video did nothing. 9 followers, they were all her girlfriends. And then the second one was like a Bears game, and I was making chili for my girls that love it, and I was making a vat of it, probably 10 pounds worth of meat, because then we freeze it, and they eat it after cheerleading, and it blew up, like 4 million views.
Do you have all girls?
No, I have 2 girls and a boy. Twins, okay. Boy-girl, and then a younger girl.
So what do you like to cook? What's your favorite thing you like?
Well, I love cooking steaks. It's one of those, I love cooking steaks so much that I've gotten, I think, really good at it. And I almost hate ordering steak out at a restaurant because I don't care where I go. It just seems something's not right, right? I like it medium. A lot of people get all over me, go read my comments. It's overcooked. It's this, it's that, which I love. So if it's any of you, keep doing it. And I don't know, there's always something wrong. And I know it's going to be the way we like it, right, when we cook it. So my favorite recipe to make is short ribs.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely love them. I love the way the house smells for a day. You could do so much with the extras, right? So whenever I make them, I never make enough for the dinner. I make enough for at least 2 or 3 leftover meals.
and you brought enough for the whole audience.
You get a steak. You get a steak.
What about Christmas, Darryl? Like, what are your favorite Christmas foods to make?
So we do a tradition every year. My family comes over Christmas Eve, and my wife's family comes over Christmas Day. So we host both days back to back for probably the last 15, 20 years. And it's gotten to be a little tough. What it's been lately is we do a tenderloin roast for one family and then a prime rib roast for the other. And then next year we swap it out. The other one gets the other. I know, it's really hard. It's great when you have a good meat guy.
What time should we be over? Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, this year, actually last year, my family said, that's it. Because, you know, there's so much that goes into it for everybody, not just me, that, you know, you eat in your 20 minutes, you're like, now everyone's cleaning. So we do pizza.
Wow.
We started last year and we're doing it again this year. So ordering pizza is going to be our Christmas Eve.
Oh, so you don't make it? Oh, not on the grill?
No, because that's as much work as, more work than making a roast.
Wow. That's really true. What's some of your favorite Christmas memories?
So my favorite Christmas memory, I worked for Microsoft for 15 years, and part of that, I moved to Seattle. And our kids were, the twins were 9 to 11 maybe, and my youngest was 3 or 4. When we moved back after 2 years, so they were now, call it 12, we decided that we got to show our kids what it's like to give back, right? And do some things. So that Christmas, we went out and bought these bags and loaded them up with scarves and hats and blankets and gloves and then a ton of bars and food and peanuts and all stuff for the homeless. So it was a homeless bag. And we made, I think, 8 or 10 of them. And we would go downtown. We'd stay downtown a night. And living in the Gonk, that's a cruise, right? So we'd stay downtown and we would walk the streets and find homeless people and hand out a bag, right? Just, again, we had like 10 bags. So we did it, but the kids were so young, I wanted them to do it, right? We're not doing it. My wife and I aren't doing it. You're going to go up to them. You're going to see the look on their face. You're going to see what shoes or if they're wearing shoes and what they don't have. And you're going to get all that. So we did it. And it was an unbelievable event because, so we handed them all out as we were going to dinner. We then, on the way home, saw, you know, this was now 10 years ago, underneath Wacker, it was like loaded with people. So we walked down there and we saw there had to be 20, 30 more people. So my daughter, again, at being like 12, said, we got to go make more. So we went to the local, I think it was Walgreens, and literally bought gift cards and made a bunch more and handed those out. And that was 5 minutes, right? And then we saw more people. We saw a pregnant girl on the street with her dog. You know, all this was happening that we decided to come home. And that next year, we started our own charity with my sister and her family called Kids That Care. And it was making bags for the homeless. It's still going on, by the way, up to COVID. We probably had 450 bags and probably 60 neighborhood and families that would come to our house. We would buy everything and we would go, like, it's almost like trick or treat. They'd go around the house stuffing bags. Wow. And then we would take truckloads downtown and then everyone would have routes that they would go and hit the streets. Seeing their face when you hand them a bag, even though it's not saving their life, right? But if it can make that night a little different, it was great. Wow. So still do it.
That's the Postalnik family.
Wow.
My God, that is awesome.
It was
awesome.
Good. And it was good for them, and they all used it to get into college. It's what
it's
they,
still
you
going
know.
On.
Yeah, so now, well, the way it's changed is they've really cleaned up a lot of the streets down there, which is great. We go to a women and children's shelter. We buy them snow plows and, you know, whatever they need, and we spend a day there bringing in food for them and giving the kids gifts.
That's the meaning of Christmas right there.
Yeah,
right.
So it's pretty cool.
Incredible. I don't even know how we follow that. The one thing, we see your bush in the videos, and so I assume that's the Polish heritage.
Oh, yeah.
And so how does that influence your cooking at all or in your traditions?
No, I mean, my mom was a great cook. She had a meal. I mean, my dad was a clock punching factory worker. I mean, I paid my intern last year more than my dad made his last year working. Wow. Seriously, hourly. And we had 5 kids through Catholic schools, and my mom had a meal every day on the table. So I would watch them cook. You know, we'd go to Sunday church, come home. My dad would make the breakfast. I'd help him. So I just love, to me, that's stress-free. And working in the corporate world, Disney and Microsoft for 25 years, you know, gray, bald, that's what happens. My stress-free is cooking. I just enjoy it. Never took a class, never did anything, just enjoy it.
I noticed, too, a lot of your posts are with a lot of Gen Zers. Oh, shout out for the Gen Zers. That's an incredible connection. How did that come about, and are you surprised?
So, I have severe FOMO. Severe. So you get me to a college campus, you know, my kids are like, Dad, we're going home. And I'm like, all right, see you in the morning. You know? So I don't know. I enjoy it. I kind of feel I'm one of the kids. I have a great group of friends I hang with that we do a lot of stuff. You see them in a lot of the videos. By the way, I will say I have never in my life scripted a video ever, ever. We come in, I know what I'm cooking, and we just start. I don't look at anything. There might be a sponsor here or there that wants me to say something that I might have to look at, but in all, especially my mom, when my mom comes in, she doesn't even know what we're cooking. And I just keep that. It's the hardest video to edit because I just keep it rolling because of the things that come out of her mouth. It's priceless.
I like when she told you that you were dirtying too many pots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she told me, how did you get through college? I'm like, oh, I don't know either, but...
Can she say festive foreign film fans? That's what yeah. We want her to say. We have to ask you, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, Jackie stole it. It's got to be everybody's is Christmas Vacation. And if it's not, and I probably watch it every year, sometimes twice. But if not, like when my kids are over, they don't quite get all that humor. I don't know why. Maybe it's a generational thing. We love Elf. Right? I mean, you cannot. I can watch that a couple times during the holidays.
You sit on a throne of lies. And of course, Die Hard.
Yeah,
you have you watched Die Hard?
Oh, of course. Yes. No, I've seen it multiple times. I never associated it with a Christmas movie.
Oh, boy. Controversy.
All right.
Ever. Yeah. Never.
So I have to tell you, I mean, we invited Daryl because of his outstanding cooking videos, but these stories, what you're talking about, what you have done as a family, the fact that your daughter was in eighth grade and inspired you to do this and all the things you've taken on, it's phenomenal. And it's really been great to meet you and talk to you, Daryl.
A lot of luck. It's worked out well.
He has been so generous that he's brought three of his books, signed books, for him to give out.
And they're not signed yet.
Oh.
Until we find out who wins
them. Here it is.
Right? I mean... I don't believe in just signing them. I mean, I'm just a normal guy. Sarah. I just see. Oh, there it is.
Oh, Sarah Baker.
Sarah Baker.
And Sarah finished the poem. It said, "A secret for Santa. Here is my list. Please bring Louis ice cold milk so he can celebrate 4F right." How many drinks did you have there, Sarah? Okay. All right. Our next book goes to...
Mary Matheson.
Mathiasen. Yeah. Who should play Mark and Bob in a festive foreign film fans feature film? Mark, John Krasinski, the sexiest man alive, 2023.
I love her.
And Bob, Jonathan Bailey, rated the sexiest man alive in 2024. And I guess Daryl gets to be sexiest man alive in 2025.
Put the glasses on. Charlotte O'Malley.
Charlotte O'Malley. Let's see, Charlotte, if Mark were a reindeer, which would he be? None. He would never be a reindeer. He runs them over. If Bob were a Rankin Bath character, who would he be? The Burgermeister. He loves taking toys away from kids.
Wow.
Let's give it up again for Daryl Pasadena.
Thank you very much.
And I guess, will you sign their
books? Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Before we move back to the Mayberries, I think... Is Chad still on the phone?
A hot cocoa bar. Really? I combined the two concepts, hot cocoa and a bar. Get it? I have to admit, it's pretty popular. I mean, everyone talks about it.
That's all right, Dave. We're not going to talk to him right now. He's still going on. The Mayberries have a special guest. What has become an annual tradition for those of you who were with us last year, we have our own Jake Fontana that's going to do his ripping rendition of Dominic the Donkey. And please feel free to sing along.
The Sound Bounder.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's way more fun to do with a band.
Oh. Hey, ching-a-ding-ching.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
The Italian Christmas Donkey. La, la, la. Friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey you'd ever see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, ching-a-ding-ching,
hee-haw, hee-haw,
it's Dominic the donkey. Ching-a-ding-ching,
hee-haw, hee-haw,
the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. On the sled. Hey, look at the mayor's derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they made in Brooklyn. Hey, ching-a-ding-ching,
hee-haw, hee-haw,
it's Dominic the donkey. Ching-a-ding-ching,
hee-haw, hee-haw,
the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la. Dominic starts to dance. Talk Italian to him and he even understands. Cumare and compare to they dance a tarantel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings El Chucharillo. Hey! Ching-a-ding-ching,
hee-haw, hee-haw,
it's Dominic the donkey. Ching-a-ding-ching, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la.
Get into some Christmas music. Here we go.
Go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in a jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Thank you. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all of your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Cosplay.
In my video, Mean Girls.
The next one is another sing-along. We learned it just for this occasion. We never play this song. We do like the movie.
We should. It's great.
We do like the movie. We have a disagreement, though, on which one's the best version.
Jim Carrey's the best Grinch, right?
No. The 1960s version, right? We got to probably ask
Maybe we should
Bob
take
and
a
Mark,
vote.
Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You've got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd pick the seasick crocodile. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Thank you.
Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. A merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
We got one last one for you guys before. We've done mainly oldies. This one's going to be a little less of an oldies. It goes all the way back up to probably about the 1980s.
Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when he's leaving. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad
It's the only reason he had a mic tonight.
When did we add that in?
That's Tyler Cook on the laughing one. Laughing first, bass player second.
Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay, our next contestant
is trivia.
Trivia
is Megan O'Malley. Megan O'Malley.
Megan, 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 are you in the bathroom?
Wait, I'm right here.
Hi.
Hello.
Where were you?
What?
No, I'm just kidding. What is your favorite Christmas drink?
Christmas drink? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? Well, that's a good one. A good. Yeah. Hey, what nationality is Santa Claus?
Yeah, I don't know. North Polian?
Very good. North Polish. That's
North
right.
North Polish.
Very
you
good.
Got it.
All right, Bob. Bring
All
up
right, Megan. You ready for this?
Yes.
We also made our way to Indonesia this season, where they had very interesting and colorful Christmas customs. We learned about a volcano in Indonesia that spews lava. That is unusual. What makes it unique? It spews lava every 42 hours. It spews blue lava. It spews curse words like Mark during a Vikings game. Or it spews golden lava.
All right, I'm gonna go with B.
Blue lava?
Correct.
You got it, yes. Megan O'Malley, big, big winner.
So, Megan, you're going to get this autograph book and a gift card to Cario House. But you can only use the gift card if you take your mom and dad out.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, we are on to our very last contestant. I cannot believe this. I know this individual. Quinn Baker. Quinn Baker.
It's trivia. Trivia.
Quinn said, who should play Mark and Bob in a festive foreign film fans feature film? Mark is played by George Clooney, and Bob is played by Sean Astin.
Nice.
I thought Mark was hotter.
Righto, bucko. Hey, I have a question for you. If there was one place in the world you could spend Christmas Day, where would it be?
With my dad.
Aww.
And mom.
Wow. You better believe that.
Siblings optional.
Okay. Hey, do you know what the most popular Christmas wine is?
I don't, Mark.
But I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Mark, we got to move on. All right. Gwen, we saved our most unappetizing fact for last. In Peru, we want to know what domesticated animal do Peruvians consume an estimated 65 million of each year? In fact, when we went to Peru, we found out that there is a cathedral in Cusco, Peru, where there is a portrait of Jesus and his 12 apostles eating this dish known as cuy at the Last Supper. What were they eating? Were they eating guinea pigs? Cats, dogs or goldfish. For all of Rita's outstanding items in her gift bag, do you know the answer to this question?
Thanks, Bob. I've eaten a D before, but I'm pretty sure in Peru they eat A, guinea pigs. Final answer.
And that final answer is correct. They eat guinea pigs. Now, I think it's maybe about time.
Hey, Bob. Whoa, 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 slow. Your horses. You know who's in the audience?
Who?
I was walking by. Miss Natalie from CG Pack. You know, CG Pack and Carrie has helped so many young kids learn how to sing and learn how to dance.
I don't know any of that.
Well, you know, they've been doing that for 25 years. In fact, I just went to their 27th annual Christmas recital, and it was fantastic. In fact, they're like foreign film partners because, you know, they're actually even hosting a Ukrainian dance team.
Yeah.
That's so nice. So, Miss Natalie, I have a question. So you've done great work with so many young adults. Have you ever considered some geriatric work?
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is, could you teach Bob and I how to dance? Like a routine?
Like someday or like right now?
Right now. If we double dog dared you come up on the stage, could you teach us how to dance?
Mark, have you been doing shots?
Maybe. I don't know if I've drank enough, but maybe if you triple dog dare me.
I triple dog dare you to come up here. And Bob, Bob, don't leave the stage. Come on. You know, how painful could it be for you? Well, no, let me rephrase that. Well, how painful could it be for me? But anyway, would you please, please, pretty please, with candy canes on top, you know, we'll pick the song.
It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, sure.
Come on, all right, let's give it up for Miss Natalie. Come on, Miss Natalie. Oh my God, she said yes. I hate when things backfire.
Okay, really putting me on the spot, you guys.
I know, but you know what? We love Miss Amy and the whole crew at CG Pack. How many people have been in CG Pack, participated in CG Pack, got trained by CG Pack?
I literally have students in this audience right now.
Yes. Yes. That's awesome. How does it all begin?
Sure. I can teach you some basic steps. Are you ready? Okay, let's start. Here, I'll stand right in front of you. Okay, we're going to learn a grapevine. So step to the right. Step behind, step to the right, and then together. Let's try it to the left. Did they do it? I'm used to teaching with mirrors in front of me so I can see my students. Okay, let's try it to the left. Step to the side, step behind, step together. Got it? Okay, let's try it again. Grapevine to the right. Step, cross behind, step together. To the left. Step, cross, behind, step, together. Good? Do you want to learn another move?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to learn how to do a three-step turn over to the right. So you're going to step, turn over your right shoulder, step. Oh, okay. Let's try that again. So you're going to take your right hand, and you're going to pretend like you're pushing open a door, and you're going to turn over your right. That's going to help you remember to turn over to your right shoulder. So step, turn around, step, together. After that, we're going to do two step claps. So step, clap. Now let's do it to the left, but like pretend you're pushing over, open a door to the left. So step, turn around. Step. Okay, that was an interesting choice of arms. Let's do a couple more step claps. Let's try that again. So turn to the right, step together. Let's do a couple step claps. Those are easy. And then to the left, turn, open the door to the left. Couple step claps. You got the step claps? And so then, Bob, I saw that you really like putting your arms up over your head, so let's try that a couple times. Let's do some like big step claps with your arms up over your head. Step claps. And then maybe we can stick with the claps and do some rocking claps. So step, clap high, step, clap high, step, clap low, step, clap low. So high, high, low, low. How are we doing? Are they okay? Maybe if we could put it to music, it might make a little more sense. What do you say? Something like medium tempo, maybe?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World is a great song. We can dance to that. We can dance to that. Okay. Ready? Five, six. Grapevine to the right. Let's go. Step, cross, step. You want to try it without me? All right. I believe in you. You can do it. I'll do it over to the side. I believe in you. Let's turn to the right. Go. One. Step clap. Go, overhead. Rocking claps, high, high, low, low.
Yes, sir!
Good job, give him a hand. What do you think? Wait, what? What's happening? They've gone rogue. This is... Give him a hand, everybody. Great job.
She's a miracle worker.
I charge $100 an hour for private lessons. Just kidding.
Thank you. Let's give it up for Miss Natalie. Oh, my God.
Well,
thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much.
Well, that was interesting. So I don't believe we did another live show. This is nuts. I don't think it was in my contract.
And it was live.
It was live.
Yeah.
Couldn't do this by ourselves. Want to thank all our servers and bartenders tonight. Thank you very much. Make sure when you tip, you round up to the nearest $100. Let's also thank Dave back in our technician group back there. Dave, thank you. Bob and I can't do most of this without the one, the only, baby daddy, Sound Pounder.
Sound Pounder.
Jake Fontana. And, of course, I'd like to thank my family, my wife Sue, my kids and daughter-in-laws and all our friends and family that are out here. This is really nothing I ever thought I would do in retirement.
That's the part I was going to say. I have to give it up to Mark for coming along on this adventure with me because I don't think he even knew what he was getting into when I first asked him to join me.
I did not. But, of course, Bob is the founder, CEO, creative content. Give it up for Bob. Yeah.
And I want to thank my family as well who are all here and all of you. We hope either our listeners will be listeners.
Anyway, also big round of applause for Daryl Posenick.
He
left.
He had to leave, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's been a pleasure to get to know him.
Yeah.
And he agreed to do this and later on found out that his wife's family was actually having their Christmas party tonight. And I certainly would have said, we get it, right? But showed up anyway. And so if you're not a follower, I'm telling you, the guy is phenomenal. And if you like to cook, he's awesome. If you like to drink, he does drink recipes as well. So give him a shout out. And of course, Jackie.
Jackie.
Jackie Kosick from CBS2.
In fact, let's invite Jackie back up.
Jackie, you should come back up.
Come back up on the stage.
Come back up.
Come on.
Come on, Jackie. If you ever want to start your day with an interesting human interest story, Jackie's stories are great. Lastly, we'd like to thank the Mayberries for gracing our stage.
Oh.
They're awesome. Love these guys. And could we please do one more song with you?
It's a sing-along.
Yes, it's a sing-along. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Are you going to sing? Bob.
No,
Bob,
no, no, no.
Bob, 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 Bob.
You do not want. I'll clear this room.
All right, we're going to do a lovely, very difficult rendition of Jingle Bells.
Yes.
So if you know it, you everybody knows it. Sing along.
Surf on Christmas morning to be alone with my thoughts,
Chad,
meditating,
still
and, you know, bonding with her magic.
We don't need more chat.
Actually, we're done.
Done, done.
It's over. Over, over. It's over.
It's over. Kaput. Finito.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
This has been a Waysound Studio production.
And sound engineering on our show is by Jake Fontana.